Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we've heard a lot about colleges around the country facing protests over racial issues. Well, at Cleveland State University, students are demanding something else, a reduction in the cost of textbooks. Mark Uricki from Here and Now contributor WCPN reports.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says textbook costs have risen more than 1,000% since 1977, more than three times the cost of living. And the Government Accountability Office says in the decade between 2002 and 2012, consumer prices went up 28%, while textbook prices went up 82%. But the complaint at Cleveland State University wasn't just about the cost of books. Some textbook companies also require the purchaser to pay for online access codes that provide students with sample test questions and exercises. The president of the Student Government Association, Emily Halassa, says students on tight budgets are making some hard choices.
A lot of professors make the homework on this portal a portion of the grade, which students are choosing not to purchase the access code because they can't afford it, and so they'll just take the 10% hit in the grade.
The access codes also hurt the cost-saving college tradition of buying used books, says CSU professor of electrical engineering and computer science, Nigamanth Sridhar.
It becomes impossible for us to use a textbook and use the benefits of using the same textbooks for several years because students can't really purchase used books, right? And even if they do purchase the used book, they have to pay for the access code separately. So if they purchase a used book for, let's say, 40% of the cost, they're still paying 100% for the access code.
At the Cleveland State Bookstore, you can easily spot hardbound books priced at $200 to $300 each. Christopher Shockley is a math major who also works here.
So for a book like this, this Fundamental Physics, which is running $232 new, what would the access code likely cost?
Probably about $115. Or you could just buy the access code, and there's a book on there. So it saved me about $100 to do it through the website than to come and buy the book.
But when class time is up and your semester's over, do you still have that book online?
No.
And that's a problem for students who want to keep their books, says Emily Halassa.
That doesn't mean you get a book to put on your shelf to reference later on in life about Accounting 1 and 2. You just get the code for 15 weeks.
But textbooks are expensive to produce, says the executive director of higher education for the Association of American Publishers. David Anderson says going digital does lower the cost.
One of these programs would be about half the price of the hardbound textbook. We've also found that these are far more engaging so that students do better.
Anderson says publishers are making deals with colleges when they can sell books in bulk, but schools are taking the matter into their own hands. CSU President Ronald Berkman says state universities in Ohio are now working together.
There's going to be a strong initiative to try to regulate the prices and lower the cost of textbooks for students across the state. It's been a fast escalating expense.
A state task force has proposed that schools hire a professional negotiator to deal with publishers, as the University of Cincinnati has done. It also suggests that departments choose common books and materials, especially for gateway courses, so that a college or group of state colleges could buy in bulk. And finally, a handful of lawmakers in the U.S. Senate recently introduced the Affordable College Textbook Act, a bill to help pay for open-source college textbooks. A similar bill was proposed 2 years ago, but went nowhere. For Here and Now, I'm Mark Uricki.